of freedom when there was always another mountain to climb and another river to cross, when a dispute between two men was settled not with expensive lawyers, but with fists, knives, or guns. Barbaric? Maybe. But some things never change. When the cowboy rode into the pages of American history, he left behind a legacy that lives within the hearts of us all. Ralph Compton. Prologue. The sun was out, the breeze was just a whisper, and the blue sky was big enough to get lost in. Tom Calvert had spent more than 6 months in a wagon, trapped with his thoughts, most of which had to do with his mistakes. Enough was enough. He was tired of worrying about the past. He couldn't let go of what he'd done, and he certainly wouldn't pretend he hadn't done it. He couldn't forget, not with his bad leg to remind him, but he didn't want to forget. He just wanted to stop wasting time on it. He'd never given a thought to the Idaho Territory, but he wouldn't have expected it to be quite so nice to look at. He'd likely have said the same for Wyoming, and he'd been dead wrong about that. Even laid up with a fever, he'd been able to see country there that put all the rest to shame. Friendly Field was what this place was called, but Pretty Field might have suited it better. Bright, clean whitewashing stood out against the green grass and the dark earth. There were vast fields of crops, all impeccably neat. He nudged his mare forward, drawing up alongside the kid. Less than a year had passed since they met, but Asher no longer looked or acted anything like the grubby little shrimp of a boy Tom had found on a riverboat on the Missouri. He was so small, and looked even smaller in his habitually oversized clothes. Tom had tried more than once to convince him to see a barber, but the boy insisted on hacking off his own hair as though he knew what he was doing. The result was that he looked like an absolute madman, which was perhaps for the best. Past his short stature and insubstantial build, the boy had good looks, so one could hope that his ridiculous hair would keep the girls away, because even after all this time, and Tom's best efforts, Asher still didn't know what to do with them. There was only one thing Asher was even worse at than girls, and that was riding. His mare jostled, and Tom reached out and caught his arm to keep him from falling. Maybe they should have kept the wagon a little longer. The boy didn't even say anything, and Tom didn't blame him. He let go and straightened up, following Asher's gaze. There were houses down there, but they weren't laid out like they would have been in a real town. They were in a sort of circle with several generous barns and such and a church. All of it was surrounded by potato fields. Mountains towered in the distance under the blue sky, and the forests ringing it all already had their leaves back. It was fair enough to say that it was pretty everywhere in spring, but the colors here were different, brighter somehow. Or perhaps it only seemed that way because Tom's fever was finally gone. No word came to mind to describe the look on the boy's face. Asher had been searching for Friendly Field since well before he met Tom. But until not long ago, they hadn't been entirely convinced the place was real. So few people had heard of it, yet it was well known in Des Creusets, 20 miles away, where their potatoes were traded. What was that look on the kid's face? Disappointment? He had to have known that even if Friendly Field was real, there couldn't be much to it. Otherwise, it would have been on the maps. Asher looked downright grim. Maybe he'd hoped there'd be someone here to play cards with. But they both knew better than that. These people were of the Religious Society of Friends. That was where the strange name for the place had come from. Quakers. Tom didn't know the first thing about them, but he had a feeling they didn't gamble much. The boy was likely thinking the same thing. No poker here, just potatoes. Tom snorted and pulled his hat down a bit, squinting in the sunlight. The kid's disappointment might not last. After all, they were here without an invitation and without a plan. For all either of them knew, they'd be back on the trail by mid-afternoon. And going where? There was no telling. Tom hadn't thought that far ahead. It isn't what you thought it would be, he said after a moment, leaning over to rub his mare's head. Asher glanced over at him. It is very nice to look at, he said, in that polite way he had.